Krishna Manana. That is a very important word. Everyone is suffering. What the scientists can do that? Teacher. Yes, sir. Block. That everyone is suffering. That is the word. Bhaveshmin Krishna Manana. Abhidyat. Kamakarma. Abhidya Kamakarma. They are creating a situation of suffering by unnecessary desire. That's all. So your scientific improvement means you are creating a situation of suffering. That's all. No improvement. You cannot. Kama-karma. Kama-karma. We. They are working in such a way Thakur also says the same thing. Anitya samsare mohajanmaya jeev ke karoye gadha. The so-called scientific improvement means he is already an ass and he is becoming more bitter ass. That's all. Nothing more. He is already an ass because he is part and parcel of Krishna and he has come to this material world to enjoy. That is ass mentality. There is no enjoyment. So he is already an ass. And this scientific improvement means when he is becoming more attached to this material world to remain better. Amitya, Amitya samsara, Amitya, he cannot stay here. Suppose watching very hard like an ass, he just a skyscraper building throughout his whole life, laboring. But he cannot stay there. He will be kicked out. Is he not an ass? Is he not an ass? He cannot stay there, anitya samsara, anitya, because it is not a permanent settlement. You are trying, dumb, very strong foundation. And that's all right. But your foundation is nothing. He will kick out. Huh? Therefore, he is a mess. That I stay here for 20 years, quite dumb. Foundation strong. Where is your foundation? Therefore, he is an ass.
Anitya is a temporary property?
Yes, Anitya means temporary. He cannot stay here. That they do not understand. They are making visa. Making visa. And if we ask them, so what we are doing? For the next generation, future. And what about you are going to be a tree next life. What will you do with your next generation? But he asked, he doesn't. He's going to stand before that skyscraper building, a tree, for 10,000 years, and he's making dumb. He does not know where he is going. And he is making provision for the next generation. What is the next generation? If there is no petrol, what will he do? Next generation. And how the next generation will help you? you are going to be a dog, cat or tree, the next generation I will help you. Jitke karo ek gadha. Therefore he is a man. He does not know his personal interest. And making research for us. What research for us? Simply, samaye vahi kevala. Simply, laboring. So what is called? Labor of love, or what is that?
Yes.
Therefore, Bhagavad says, Bhavishmin Krishnamanana Avidya Kama Karoli. Avidya. Avidya means acts. Very intelligent. He does not know what is life, what is the course of life, how things are going on. He does not know. More he is increasing his unnecessary desires, he is making himself entangled. That is the reason. He has to take freedom from the reputation of birth and death, but he is becoming more and more entangled. Vidya kama karo. This is Bhagavad in one line. The whole material existence explains. This is literature. In one line, there is thousands years research work. In one line. Bhavesh means, what is Bhavesh means? You make research. Asmin, in this world, taking bath. So, you have to learn so many things on these two words. How the living entities are taking bath in this world, where from he is coming, where he is going, what is his business, so many things in these two words. Bhavesmi. Krishnamalanam. Struggle for existence. Why? Avidya, ignorance. What is that avidya? Kama karma bhi. Activities of sense gratification.
Karma.
Is becoming entangled.
So the modern scientific research means to increase the demands of the body. The bodily demands.
What they can do? Because they are rascal foolish, just like children. Because they will simply make their body dirty, that's all. It does not do anything. If you bring a small children, what they will do? They will take this. It does not do anything. It's a rascal. Similarly, you scientists, you are all rascals. You do not do anything. Chewing the seed, making research. What research you can do? You do not know anything, what research you can do? And Vedic injunction is, jasmin vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavanti. If you know the absolute truth, then all other things become known. But if you don't know what is absolute truth, therefore you are in ignorance. If you know one thing, then that's why you are talking. We are not official scientists or philosopher or anything. But why you are challenging, you are talking so boldly? Because you know one thing, Krishna. Therefore you can say so boldly. And challenge anyone. I'm not a DSC like you. How I can challenge you? I'm challenging you. How? Because I know Krishna. So, that is the statement of Veda. Jasmin vijyate sarvamidam vijyatam bhavanti. If you know Krishna, the absolute truth, then all other things will be known automatically. It is such a thing. We are preaching Krishna consciousness, challenging all kinds of men in the society. So many scientists are coming, so many psychologists are coming. So, how we are confident to talk with him? Because we have learned little about Krishna. That's all. Is it not? You are a qualified scientist. Why I challenge you? Not that because you are my disciple, you are accepting all my challenges. You have got your reason. You are not a fool. So how it is possible? Practically, how it is possible? Because we are trying to know a little about Krishna, that's all. Therefore, this Vedic invention, jasmin vijñāte sarvam idam vijñātam bhavanti. Janalabhyasaparamalabhang mannate nādhikaṁ tataha. These statements are there. If you get Krishna, then you will not hanker after any more profit. Yes. All profit is there. Janalabhyasaparamalabhang. If you get Krishna, then all other kinds of profit will not enter us. And what kind of profit this is? Jasmin sīte guru-dāti dukkhenāna vicālate. If one is situated in Krishna consciousness, in the greatest calamity of this world, will not be disturbed. This is the greatest part. They say, Prahlāda Mahārāja, a big giant, Hiranyakashipu, is putting him always in difficulty. But he is confident. Yes, there is Krishna. A 5 years old boy. It's not at all disturbed. Father is giving poison. All right, Krishna. And throwing him from the hill and down. But he is steady. How is it possible? Guru Nāpi Dukkhena Nā Viśāla. Guru. Guru means heavy. Very heavy difficulties. But Nā Viśāla is not perturbed, not disturbed. How is it possible? It is such a thing that if you know Krishna, you know everything. If you are in Krishna consciousness, then you are not disturbed in the heaviest type of challenge. So this thing should be given to the human society. One thing that will make his life prepared. Is it not?
Yes.
Now it is up to you, scientists, to explain. Yes. This is it.
That is research for.
This is research. Yaduttama sloka gunanu varnanam. Uttama sloka. Uttama sloka means Krishna. Gunanu varnanam. This guy in his quality. Avichita artha. This is success of life. Avichita. Avichita means sinful. And how it is ascertained? Kavibhi nirupitaha by great personalities. They have decided. This is the Satyakshmati. Kavibhi yaduttama sloka gunanivandhanam avichipo asya. This is Bhagavad. Each word, each line, all in sa, pleasant. This is called perfection. This kind of writing required. Not that I have researched and learned, and after 15 days, no, no, it is not that. Another. This is not that. This is childish play. I say, today it is all right, and after 15 days, no, no, it is all not all right.
Very fine.
It is a scientific or clever method of drawing money from others, that's all. And other was simple was cheating. We do not know anything. And they're teaching. Something. Now suppose there is big, big wave. The scientists use some jugglery of words, protons, atoms, this, that, and hydrogen, oxygen, oxygen. But what benefit people get? Simply they hear this jugglery of words, that's all. What else you can say? Now suppose it is hydrogen, oxygen, protons, neutrons, all these things. So your position and my position, where is the change? Still we do not get any profit by this January of March.
Making more confusion to the innocent.
Yes, sir. Puna charita charvanan. Seeing the chills. One scientist explains to some extent the matter remains the same. Another rascal comes, he explains it. And the matter remains the same. What advancement you have made? Simply from volumes of books. Just like there is petrol problem. What your this explanation will help? You have created problem. Now you are dependent so much on petrol. If the petrol supply stops, then what this logical scientist can do? They cannot do anything. It stops. Now there is scarcity of water in India. What the scientist can do? There is enough water. Why the scientists cannot throw this water where there is scarcity of water? It will require the help of clouds. There is vast manipulation. You cannot do anything. Water is here, so much water. Why don't you make this sand fertile by bringing this water? Fertilization made by supplying water in the desert. So here is water, here is desert. Why don't you do it? You cannot do anything. They are going to the moon planet, the dusty planet, to make it fertilized. But why don't you do it here? Sahara Desert, Arabian Desert, Rajasthan Desert, and the sea water is there. Bring it and make it fertilized. Yes, in future.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We are trying. And immediately, whole problem. Yes, yes, they are trying. Take all money. Take all.
They do not give up hopes.
Huh?
They do not give up hopes.
Even hope. There is no hope.
Blind hope.
Yeah. Ask any doctor, this patient is happening, you are giving medicine, you are very expert. Life is guaranteed. No, that we cannot.
That is not.
We are trying. But trying, everyone can try. So what is your scientific knowledge?
So the real knowledge is taken away by ignorance.
Huh?
The real knowledge is taken away by ignorance.
Yes. Let's take all the other time when you look at your mind. One blind man is saying, but I shall leave it. Other blind.
To the pit.
Yes. And in Bhagavat, in one word, finishes. Krishna Maharana, you have to work hard. Avidya kama karma. By your creating so many desires, by this process, you will have to simply work hard. Because it is ignorant. You do not know what is the goal of life. So, kama karma vi, you desire something, now we shall do like this. That means you create another problem and you have to work very hard. Yes. What is the next line of that verse? Anyone remembers?
No. Mr. Bis?
Yes. Research, what is kama karma? This, the laboratory, research what? There is kama karma. They are planning something. There is kama karma. He does not take the planning of Krishna. He makes his own plan. There is kama karma. kamasvastha hitabhyam. In another place it is said, when one is engaged in the matter of this unnecessary desire, he becomes lost of all intelligence. Kamasvastha hitabhyam. It is like the child is crying. The child is crying, asking mother, give me that moon. The mother gives her mirror. Here is moon. My dear son. He takes mirror, he sees the moon. Oh. He has got the moon. It is not story. Now these rascals are going to the moon planet. Why they are stopping anymore?
They went to after spending all that money and taking a few rocks and decided there's nothing more to do there.
That's what? It is kept for future or what?
I guess so.
Or they have finished their money. That's all.
That's right. They want to go to another one.
To another planet. Mars.
It is finished. The moon planet is finished.
Yeah.
Yes.
For the time being.
Yes, their travels there.
Simply by taking some dust.
Yes.
That's all? Let's see. How much?
Millions of dollars.
How great assets
are.
Billions.
Oh.
You work very hard. This rascal government takes taxes and spends unnecessarily. Yes. This is their intelligence. Good. Set up assets. That's fine. They have no sympathy that this hard-earned money is coming from the public and you are spending like anything. But nobody can check. This is it. And they are giving another blast. Don't worry, I am going another planet.
Yeah, right.
Yes. From there I shall bring more dust. More dust. Now you have got handful of dust. I will bring tons of dust. I reply, oh yes, now we shall get tons of dust. That rascal does not. Dust is dust. Handful of dust. What does it mean?
Yeah, because there may be life in Mars planet, so there will
be... If they believe or not believe, what gain there is? Life is here also. You are fighting. This is your program. Here is life also. Here is human being. So suppose there is life. There is life. Undoubtedly. But what he will gain? What is your gain?
They are very curious to know what is going on there.
That means for their childish curiosity they are spending so much money. Let's see, the fun. To satisfy their curiosity, and they are spending so much money, and when they are asked that there are so many poverty-stricken countries, help them. No, no one.
Some people are very happy and they think, oh, my country has done this, they've gone to the moon. I'm happy, I'm satisfied. I'm glad to be an American. Some people are very, the public, they're very satisfied. Oh, I'm an American and we have done this, we've gone to the moon. We are so good.
So why didn't you say it? We have gone to Krishna Loka, Vrindavan, which have no information.
And all that curiosity will be satisfied.
Yeah.
for our scientific advancement. Robert, can you hear a little bit from the Sankha philosophy? Sankha philosophy of the Lord Kapila Dev, the theistic elements.
Sankha philosophy is also analysis of the material elements. That's all. Your scientific research is also Sankha philosophy. Sankha comes from the word Sankhya.
Count?
Yes. Count, that's all. Are analytical. What are the ingredients? Analytical studies. That is called Sankhya. Count. Suppose you take this fact, you count. This is called Sankhya. So from the Sankhya, the word, it comes Sankhya. Knowing, analytical. This is Sankha philosophy. So you are also Sankha philosophy. Everyone is Sankha philosophy. We are also Sankha philosophy. Because we are counting the material elements, as Krishna says, Bhumi, Apo, Analoga. We are analyzing. This is land, this is water, this is air, this is sunshine, fire. Then I am counting with my mind, intelligence, ego, and further, you know. Krishna says, there is further, and that is the living force. That they do not know. They are thinking life is combination of these matters. But Krishna says, no, aparayam, this is inferior. The superior energy is living energy. So we are also Sankha philosopher, but we are taking direction from Krishna and they are making their own attempt. That is the difference. They are depending on their own intelligence. We don't depend on my own intelligence. We depend on Krishna's intelligence. That is the difference. Then if Krishna is perfect, then my intelligence is perfect. I may be not perfect, but because I take Krishna's intelligence, that I am perfect.
The matter of the inferior and the superior energies,
yes,
are also described in Sankha philosophy.
They do not know superior energy. They simply analyze the material energy, just you are doing. You do not know. The scientists, they do not know that there is spirit soul. It is, do they know?
No.
So similarly, the Sankha philosophy also. They do not know what is spirit soul. Simply they are analyzing the material.
So that's the creative material elements.
Yeah. Material elements are not creative. Creative is the soul. It's like you make something with matter. Matter does not create itself. You living entity take them hydrogen, oxygen, mix them and become what? So matter is, itself has no creative energy. You keep your own bottle of hydrogen and they make water. Will they make
hydrogen oxygen?
Yes. If you keep, yes, hydrogen bottle oxygen. Will the combination come in contact?
collapses upon next.
Yes, therefore you require the superior energy. This is inferior energy. And the superior energy comes, mixes, then the practice. Inferior energy has no power unless the superior energy tackles. It's like this tea will remain calm and quiet. But another superior air, who said it becomes high words? It has no power. Another superior, similar, another superior. So ultimately, Krishna is the most superior. This is the first. These waves are not moving by itself, although the vast mass of water is there. When the superior energy here pushes it, it becomes big waves.
Well, excellent force is necessary.
Yes. That is some scientist theory, Newton. The originally there must be some pushing. What is it? Whose theory it is? To set in motion.
Newton.
I think Newton's.
Newton is philosopher.
The motion. So one must give the motion, then another motion, another motion, another motion. It's like big that trucks. Railway track. The engine pushes one track. Have you seen something? The track pushes another track, another car, like that.
Yeah.
So, who is giving the pushing? The living entity driver. A big track is being pushed. Similarly, whole creation, Krishna is giving the pushing. Then one after another, working. Yes. Maya dhakshena prakriti svati sataratram. That is stated in the mind. Maya dhakshena. Krishna gives the pushing first. Then everything comes one after. But his pushing capacity is so perfect that everything is coming out perfect. Because Krishna says, Viruham Sarvabhutana, I am the seed of everything created. Now take the seed of the banyan tree, Krishna has created. He says, I am the seed. Now sow the seed, big tree will come out. Big tree. Not only big tree, many millions of seeds will come out of it. And each seed again big seed. So the original seed, Krishna, pushes, then all after another, So you are simply observing when the things are coming into existence by such pushing. And you are trying out, trying to find out who is the original pusher, that is different. Who has originally pushed this energy? That is Guna.
So the material elements...
You are simply observing the immediate cause. You do not know what is the remote cause. There are two causes. Immediate cause and remote cause. There is another cause, efficient cause, and... The two words?
The efficient cause is the ultimate.
The remote cause.
The remote cause is Krishna.
Yes. Sarva-kārana-kāranam, Vedic letters. Sarva-kārana-kāranam, the cause of all causes. That is remote cause. Therefore, if you understand the sarvakarana karana, the cause of all causes, then you understand everything. Jasmin vijnati sarvamenam vijnatam bhavanti. If you know the original cause, the later subordinate causes, you know. Brahma eti paramatma eti bhagavan eti sadhuti. Do not know the original cause, and when he says, we say many, so the Veda says, here is the original cause. You won't take it. Although you are searching after the original cause, is it not? But when Veda means knowledge, perfect knowledge, when gives you, here is the original cause, you won't take it. We shall stick to your imperfect knowledge. This is your disease. Is it not a disease?
Yes.
You do not know what is the original cause. And if some person suggests, some not ordinary person, authorized person, and you won't accept.
The scientists know that there are two types of energies.
Yeah.
They do know that there are two types of energy.
Yes.
And inferior and superior.
Yes. That they are actually seeing every day.
Yes.
And handling every day. It's still there. Dogs, obstinacy, that's all. They are seeing practically. This is material energy cannot work independently. Unless the spiritual energy joins. So how they can expect the whole cosmic manifestation, which is matter only, has come out automatically? We are practically seeing a very nice star, Cadillac. But if there is no driver, what is the use of the star? A computer machine, unless the man knows how to watch it, pushes the button, it does not work. So practically we are seeing that without superior energy, the material energy does not act. Still, they will not believe. Therefore, in this wonderful cosmic manifestation, there must be handling of a superior energy. And that they do not know. They are amazed with this material arrangement. Just like a police person is amazed by seeing a mechanical big machine, so many parts. But another person knows that however wonderful machine it may be, unless the operator comes and pushes the button, it will not work. This is intelligent. Therefore, who is important? The operator or the machine? So we are concerned with the operator, Krishna, not with the machine. We say, how do you know that he is the operator? He says, Vayatha Sena Prakriti Syati Satarasram, under my superintendent, the whole cosmic manifestation is working. The defense is, you don't believe? I believe, that's all. I take it immediately, yes, Krishna is operator. Therefore, I have no problem. Somebody is operating, that you have to accept. But you do not know who is that person. At least we have got knowledge. Here is the first question. Now, if you say that no, Krishna is not the person, then you have to accept another person to present him. Then here is the person, not Krishna. Another. That you cannot. So, in the absence of your knowledge, you have to accept my proposal. Can you create a scheme like this in your laboratory?
That's a thought.
No, but see how Krishna's energy is working. He cannot create even a few grains of sand. And you are claiming that we have become more than God. How foolishness it is.
They will take the matter from Krishna and they will manipulate and they will claim that they have done it. Because they can make some
sense. Yeah, at least if we accept that we have taken this matter from Krishna, that is also good. This way we take. We take Krishna from Krishna coming everything. Yes, sir?
But they will not say that they are taking from Krishna. They say that
they are created. How they are created? You take the sand and mix with some chemicals to make glass. So, you have not created the sand. The chemicals you have not created, you have taken from the earth. So, where is your creation?
You said it. I have taken from nature.
From nature? That means you are taken from somebody. You are not created. You are stolen. Thief you are. And we say, yes, you are taken from the nature, but every property of nature that belongs to Krishna. Ishavas, Samidham, Tattvam. Ishavas. It is all God's creation. And that is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Yeah. If one does not perform yoga, he is a thief. Yoga means acknowledging that things have been taken from Krishna. And he must satisfy Krishna. Krishna, you have given so many things for our maintenance. This much acknowledgement Krishna wants, that's all. Otherwise, what he can expect from you, what you are in his prison. Prasada. Prasada means acknowledging. Krishna, you have given us this pushta. So first of all, you take, can you take? This much. Krishna is not eating, he is not hungry. He is eating. Although he is not hungry, he can eat the whole world. Again produces, as it is. That is Krishna. Punna-sa-punna-mādāya-punna-maiva-abhisiṣṭate. Krishna is so perfect. If you take from Krishna, whole Krishna's energy is still the original energy. That is conservation of energy.
There is a very scientific journal called Nature. The title of the journal is called Nature. What they do is, mostly they talk about the natural products like the plants, flowers, the natural living matters that you find. But they don't talk about God.
No,
but they say about nature.
Nature, that's all right. You are observing the plants are being produced by nature. But who has produced the nature? This is intelligence.
They don't think about this.
And that is foolishness. Where from the nature comes? As soon as we speak nature, the next question should be, whose nature? Is it not? They say, I say, it is my nature. You say, it is my nature. Therefore, as soon as you talk of nature, the next inquiry should be, whose nature?
They don't want to think of that, but they want to eat it themselves.
Huh?
They don't want to think
of that. Nature means energy. What is the definition of nature?
Something which are already existing.
Yes, but already existing. That's all right. But what is the nature's activity? It is some power. Is it not?
Yes.
The power means energy. As soon as you say energy, there must be some source of energy. That's why you say electric energy. So there is source, electric power. How can I deny it? Electricity is not coming automatically. We have to install powerhouse, machine, generating machine, then the electricity is coming. And the resident engineer, who is the engineer, what is the machine? Then electricity, then it goes to electricity.
Gita we find,
hmm?
In the Gita we find that this material nature is working in the imagination.
Yes. Yes, as soon as you speak of energy, nature, there must be some background. Where is the source of this nature? What is this meant for?
Catches little crabs used for bait.
Oh, okay. Hare Nam, Hare Nam. scientists, they are studying this. It is called Kata?
Layers, yes.
Layers.
Yes.
Such layers, thousands of layers being manufactured and vanished every moment. And they are studying. As these layers are, they are being created and broken every moment. So all these universes, so-called layers, only a few years or so.
That is one of the tools.
Huh?
That is one of the tools that the developed is to test the origin of the earth.
You can say, but I am to say, these
Sthita
is being created and planted every moment.
So the background is not solid?
No. Just like the one Sthita is like that, after an hour it will be different. So what is the use of your studying with Sthita? Therefore it is called Jagat. Jagat means all is changing. Material world is all is changing. Your body. This body will stay for 50 years, 100 years. Then you get another body. That's all. Another body. Jagat means now this color is there. After 1 hour it will be white. Okay. Then you study this black color again, you study the white color, again this black color. Puna, charbita charvana. Chewing the chewed. There is a business. That's like seasonal change. Now it is cold. Any moment will have to get out of this cloth. It is very warm. This change is going on. The whole material cosmic manifestation is subjected to different types of change. Therefore it is called Jagat. Jagat means going, changing. Your body is changing. Similarly, everything is changing. What is the eternity behind this change? That is knowledge. That the eternity they do not find, therefore they are disappointed. It is void, zero. Eternity is zero. And when they are asked, what from the zero varieties come? Zero means there is nothing. So how the varieties come? That would be the conclusion. Variety is there is. You can see variety. And this is only shadow of that variety. It is not eternal because it is shadow. But the real variety, spiritual world is there.
For the material planet,
material
universe,
yeah.
The real image.
Yes, image. Midas.
Mirage is not a real image.
No, it is illusory. Just like I see there is water in the desert. There is no water. This is illusion. But actually there is water. That's why I get the concession that there is water. Water is there, but it is not there. Similarly, these varieties is here, what we see, the varieties in environment, that is only like that mirage. We have got the experience of water, but we are illusion. We are seeing in a false place there is water. Similarly, we living entities, we are meant for environment, but we are sitting in environment in a false place or illusion. This way animal runs after that desert water. But the intelligent man knows that there is no water. It looks like
a reflection from the sand.
Whatever it may be, there is no water. But the animal runs after that water and dies after thirst. Because he cannot satiate his thirst by such illusory water. Similarly, we, ignorant, avidya karma bhi, we are trying to manufacture so many things to satisfy our thirst of joyfulness, but we are being joyful because it is illusion. Therefore, real intelligence is, then where is the reality? Where is real what? That is it. Bhagavad Gita, Vāsthava-bhosthi-dhammatra, Vāsthava-bhosthi, real reality will find here.
Please.